Welcome to the first episode of Let's Talk Business with your host, Cadell. I'm glad that you're able to join me tonight to listen to this podcast, because what I want to deal with are aspects of business. Not only just actually growing a business, attaining a business, maintaining the business, and, you know, making sure that your economic ecosystem is healthy. But I also want to just deal with different aspects of business, from banking to taxes and different things of that. Now, I would like to give a disclaimer that I am not a tax professional, but a little background by myself. I hold two master's degrees. One is in education and the other is in healthcare. I have been a business professional myself since 2000. I have been in education for the past 10 years. I've been in business for the past 20 years. So I think I can bring a little bit of quality information into your life that will help you to grow revenue, attain business acumen, and to make sure that you are well-versed in whatever industry that you choose. Because at the end of the day, all businesses, all industries have the same foundational principles that's going to help you grow. Now, I am more so aligned to the cosmetology industry. That is where I have done my most and had my most success. But even as a cosmetology industry professional, I would say that I consistently learn things. I'm constantly on the hunt for information. I'm constantly on the hunt for knowledge of product, for knowledge of business growth. Just always wanted to learn and always wanted to take in information, because information helps you grow. Some people may say, who are listening to this podcast or just perusing through, that you might feel like, hey, you know, what could you possibly give to me that I don't have already? I'm doing well in business. I have positive growth. I have great cash flow. But I just like to say this, even professional football players, sports athletes, movie stars, everybody who's a professional at one point or another still has and will either have or will get a coach, because you're always learning. Someone always knows a little bit more than you, or someone always can give you a little bit more information that you are looking for, or that you may not have known. With that being said, let's hop into it. Since we have a little bit of background established, let's go ahead and hop into it. I want you guys to feel free to email me questions. Let's have discussions about what it is that I talk about, what it is that I discuss, and because that's going to help us both out. But let's start off. So the topic of tonight, well, one of the topics anyway, is I want to talk about, it's not just about branding, but it's about you. A lot of people nowadays are only worried about how their business is branded. Is there anything wrong with being branded? No. Is there anything wrong with having your business have a brand? Absolutely not. You want to make sure that your business has a brand, but that's secondary to what's primary. So what's primary? What's primary is the fact of you have to know yourself. And when I mean know yourself, I mean you have to understand what services that you look to provide, how you look to provide them, why do you look to provide them, and who do you look to provide them to? All of those reasons are going to help equate to what your branding is about. Now, if you need a concrete example, let's look at Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz did not just start off as a brand. They just didn't say, hey, you know, we're known for quality, we're known for longevity, and we're known for luxury. No, they had to start off as a product, which was the vehicle. The vehicle had excellent longevity, excellent qualities, and it provided you with luxury options that you couldn't get in your basic domestic or maybe even in another foreign car. So that's how Mercedes-Benz ended up being the luxury brand that you know them as. They knew who they were. They knew what it was they wanted to sell, who they wanted to sell to, why they wanted to sell it, and what the outcome of it was going to be. They had trajectory, which a lot of businesses don't necessarily think about, because nowadays people are just so based on the brand. The brand, once again, is not a bad thing. It is something that you must have, and it's something that you will have. But at the end of the day, you have to start off with a foundational principle of knowing who you are and what you know about business. Which brings me around to my second topic. What is your idea about business? For most people, their idea about business is end-to-end transactions. What I would call end-to-end transactions. What they will say it would be, I have a product, I have a service. I am providing that product or service to another individual, and that individual is paying me for it. Once again, for me, I think that's just a transaction. I don't necessarily consider that business, you know. Sure, you may have 10, 20, 200 of those going on a day, but that doesn't necessarily equate to business. That's just going to be, I'm creating revenue for myself. That's not necessarily business. For me, I think business is going to be not only just the transactional period, but it's also going to be the customer service aspect of it. It's going to be the product knowledge aspect of it. And it's going to be the industry knowledge of what's going on. Let's start with the customer service aspect, which I feel is probably the most important out of the four categories that we've talked about. Customer service is not just a customer has an issue and you just, if a customer does have an issue and you can just talk about it and resolve that issue, that's great. But I would say maybe 6 times out of 10, that doesn't always work. Just a quick talk to and the customer's happy, it's not going to work. I think most of the time customer service is going to involve you going far above what you would normally go above to provide that customer service, because you want to make sure that the customer has confidence in you and in your services that you're providing, but more so you. With customer service, this is your opportunity to resell yourself as the business professional. You've sold yourself the first time through the transaction, because people buy you before they buy the product. So you've sold yourself in the transaction. But what you want to do in customer service now is you want to resell yourself as having a quality end goal, having a true trajectory of growth with not only the business but also with the customer. So sometimes that may involve you going above and beyond means that you normally wouldn't do. Once you've done that, then I think the next most important out of the group after customer service is going to be product knowledge. You have to be able to understand what it is that you're selling to a customer, so that way you can minimize the aspect of a customer not appreciating or maybe not even understanding a product that or service that they may have bought from you or obtained from you, and them wanting to feel as if they need to regain their money from the initial transaction. You want to minimize that. So I think you minimize that with product and service knowledge. And finally, you know, what's important as well is industry knowledge. And what I mean by industry knowledge is you don't want to just say that you sell a product or you provide a service in the industry, but you're not familiar with all aspects of that industry. For me, for instance, as being a beauty professional, I think since I've been in the industry, like I said, I've been in the industry for 20 years. on and off. But what's helped me regain and maintain and grow in this industry has been my participation in education as well. Me being an educator opened my eyes to saying that the industry of cosmetology also need educators, because not every product is going to be self-explanatory. So, or not every service is self-explanatory, nor should it be. I think you have to have people who are educated in the field that they choose to be in, and that they should go after all knowledge or even help provide knowledge in the field that they're providing a service for. Nothing wrong with that. And I think that most people and most business professionals don't. But the ones who are extremely successful, they do. But on average, most business professionals don't, because they're only considering the one aspect of business which is being pushed on people, which is just the branding. Now, once again, nothing wrong with branding, but I think you have to know yourself, and you have to have a good, clear understanding of what your idea of business is, and you also have to finally focus on your service. If I provide a service, or you provide a service, and or you provide a product in a certain industry, you have to understand what that product or that service can do. You know, who are you looking to push it to? And those are just aspects that business professionals need to take into consideration. Finally, and most importantly, let's move to our next subject, which would be, it's not about the colors and the logo and you know, all the schemes. When you're first starting out a business, most people, the first thing that they're thinking about is, what color would my brand be, or my logo be, or what type of logo should I have? I've seen people spend weeks on trying to get a logo, a color, a label correct before they actually focus truly on the business or the product or the service that's being provided. Let's be honest. At the end of the day, no one gives a care about your logo. Eventually, yes, your logo will be recognizable, but let's just come out the gate. No one cares about your logo. No one cares about the color. What people care about is what you provide. What services can they get from you? What product can they get? Are they going to be comfortable with your customer service? Are you even providing customer service? Are you caring more so about just a transaction period, or are you caring about what your business is? Colors, schemes, logos, shapes, pictures, those are all, I would say, third and fourth and fifth priorities when it comes to a business. And that's even if you even prioritize them that high. They need to be kind of around. Of course, they should be top 10. I would give them top 10, but I would give them in the lower half of the top 10, not even on the top half. We'll jump into that aspect later on in different broadcasts. But make sure that you focus not on your colors and your ass and your pictures and different aspects like that, but focus on what it is, your business, what it is you provide, what it is that you want to serve, and what product that you want to give individuals to make them feel comfortable and happy with who you are. So that's the end of this podcast, guys. We're going to talk a little bit more on the next one. I hope you join me next time. Make sure that you email me if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you agree or even disagree. Let's disagree if you want to. I don't mind. I'm not going to attack you. It's just going to help us out as business professionals to get better. So you can always email me at cudellproducts@gmail.com, which is K-A-D-E-L-E products with an S at gmail.com. Or you can also hit me on Instagram, which is the same thing, Cudell Products, or on Twitter Make sure that you reach out to me on Twitter, because let's have a little dialogue. Let's make sure that we can get ourselves going. Until the next broadcast. Once again, feel free to email me or hit me on my social media. And I hope that you gain a little bit of something and you learn more information that you didn't have before. All right. I see you guys next time. Thanks. Hi, and thanks for coming back to be with me. The first podcast was awesome, thanks to you guys. I had a lot of great feedback, had a lot of good conversations after the podcast, and it really encouraged me to just continue on with what I'm doing and with giving you guys the information that's needed to not only grow your business or to maintain business if you're a brand new person in the entrepreneurial field, but also to try to help you guys understand how to grow and get more revenue and cash flow out of what it is that you're selling or out of what services that you're providing for your customers or for whatever target of market that you're looking to get. With that being said, I think I'm going to keep these podcasts at around a 15-minute mark at max, because a lot of jewels can be dropped off within 15 minutes, and I just don't see the need of keeping you guys tethered to your cell phones or to your podcast, to the podcast, whatever you're listening to it on, for more than 15 minutes. So we're just going to take it like that. That's going to be the new format. After yesterday's podcast, it was so good that I had conversations with a few other business professionals. One in particular really opened my eyes to a question that she asked me, because she wanted to really get a better understanding of the market cliches. And what I mean by market cliches isn't just like the stereotypical market cliche, such as the customer is always right, because that's an old trope. You know, it's not going to help you generate more income. It's not going to help you grow your business better. It's just a trope that is used by, people from, around 10 years ago. Actually, it's an old trope. So you want to treat everyone the way that you want to be treated, but you want to provide the best service as well. So I'm not going to delve in what I would consider a comic book cliche such as that, but I want to talk about a real cliche such as know your market. Know your market is on the deep end of the pool when it comes to cliches. It's almost in the same category. Actually, it is in the same category as know your worth. Know your worth and know your market are ambiguous statements. And the reason why is because not many business professionals can actually say that they know the market. Even if they have a understanding of what in general that means, most new professionals or even a lot of seasoned ones may not necessarily know their market or know how to know their market. So that's what we're going to tackle today. Knowing your market, if you speak to some business coaches or some business liaisons that help out business professionals, they may tell you that knowing your market may mean looking at your current customer base, checking out your current competition or understanding who your current competition is, analyzing your products and services, and getting a insight on who your target demographic would be that can help you evaluate your decision on how you want to approach your target demographic or what services or products you want to provide for that demographic. For myself, I think knowing the market is a little bit more than that, because there are segmentations that you need to know in order to help you with your market. And the segmentations are often broken down into four. The first segmentation is going to be your demographic segmentation. But before I even get into that, you may be wondering, what is a segmentation or what is a market segmentation? What are you talking about, Cadell? Give me a little bit more insight before you keep going on. Well, market segmentation is simply how the researchers determine to help your organization divide its customer into its subgroups, like its age category, its income category, its personality traits category, and its behavior category. If you have a good understanding of how to target these segments, then it's going to help you optimize what products and services and what advertising you should do to gather these customers and to make more revenue, to grow your business, and to have your customers have a have confidence in what it is that you're providing them. So remember, what you need is market segmentation. So let's go a little bit deeper into that. Like I said, there are four types of segmentation that most people do not, most business professionals don't know or have not heard of or do not try to implement into their strategies when they are looking to acquire new businesses or even maintain and grow the business relationship that they have now. The first one is going to be demographic, as I said earlier, demographic segmentation. That's a business to consumer segmentation that is often used. It's defined as the classification of the individual based on their attributes. So, you know, you want to look at their gender, you want to look at their geography, you want to look at their education, you want to look at their income level, things of that nature is going to help you to determine your demographic segmentation so that you can target and optimize the best group for you for the services and products that you want to provide. Next, you have what's called firmographic segmentation. And firmographic segmentation is classified as being similar to demographic segmentation, but the only difference is that you're focusing on the organization's attributes. So you're not just looking at the gender, the education, and things of that nature, but you're also looking at the industry, the location of the industry, the number of employees that they have, and revenue. That's why firmographic segmentation is used for people who are doing a lot of business to business, because you need to understand what service or product you're looking to provide your business, the business that you're looking to deal with. If you have no understanding of how to classify your classify organization based off its location, based off number of people that they have in on payroll and their revenue, and you're looking to provide them a service, you're really going to be doing a disservice to yourself and to that business. So make sure that you check out your firmographic segmentation. Next is what's called psychographic segmentation. This also can be used for business to business, and it can be used for business to consumer. And all psychographic segmentation is just dealing with the attitudes and aspirations and values and looking at other criteria that's either for the business to business aspect or the business to consumer aspect. So you want to look at the lifestyle. If you're dealing with business to business, you want to look at the lifestyle of the company. You want to look at the lifestyle of the people that you're looking to serve with business to consumer. You want to deal with personality traits and values, and you also want to make sure that you keep a good understanding of their opinions. Pretty much you're just looking at their psychological traits. What drives them? What motivates them? What would help them to purchase, or what would trigger them to purchase your products or your services? You know what I'm saying? So those are the things that you want to look at when you're dealing with psychographic segmentation. Definitely not least, is what's called behavioral segmentation. Behavioral segmentation can also be used for business to business. It can also be used for business to consumer. And all behavioral segmentation is just looking at the classification of behaviors based on product usage, product technology usage, or, you know, just different aspects of the usage and the behavioral usage of a product or a service. If you kind of think about it, Apple is extremely proficient in using behavioral segmentation. That is how they are able to get people to stand outside for hours on end to get the newest Apple device. That is why they use those Apple Talk segments before a new product is released. They have you on edge for hours, for days, for weeks, just waiting on what's going to happen in the Apple Talks. And you know, they have a great understanding of how behavioral and psychographic segmentation is used to market their product, who to target their product to, and how to get their product out there with the largest ROI, which is return on investments, how to get the largest ROI that they possibly can. And those are just some of the very few things that you need to know when it comes to dealing with the cliche of knowing your market. Yes, you want to be able to have a target demographic or a target market that you deal with, which will either be business to business or business to consumer. But if you truly have a good understanding of market segmentation, that will help you optimize and maximize what it is that you're looking to sell, who it is that you're looking to sell it to, and what products and services that you are able to offer. That is what I would consider a true definition of knowing your market. With that being said, we're going to end this podcast. If you guys have any questions and comments, or you want to talk to me about some things, if you feel as if the information I gave you was relevant and helpful, please reach out to me at kadelproducts@gmail.com. Once again, that is KADELE products with an S @gmail.com. You can follow me on my social media platforms, which has the same handle. Instagram is Kadel Products, and so is Twitter @KadelProducts. So I look forward to hearing from you guys again. I'm sure you guys look forward to hearing from me, and much success to you and happy selling. All right. Thanks. Peace.